A group of volunteers in Oswego is working with state officials to try to elevate Fort Ontario and its Safe Haven Holocaust Refugee Museum to a global status. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
First constructed in 1759, Fort Ontario has undergone many changes in its history. It was defended and destroyed by both the British and the United States. Then, during World War II, Fort Ontario became a refugee camp for European Jews. And in 1953, it opened as a state historic site. Now, a grassroots campaign hopes to see the fort transform once again.
Fort Ontario is one of the greatest historic military sites in our country. It needs to be recognized.
That's Fort Ontario Historic Supervisor Paul Lear. He says the effort to make the site a National Historic Monument started several years ago when representatives from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, showed interest in designating the Safe Haven Holocaust Refugee Museum as a World Heritage Site. In order for that to happen, Lear says the fort must first become a National Historic Monument with the U.S. Park Service. At a rally to support the effort last week, Representative John Katko said he plans to introduce a bill in Congress that would establish the fort as a national monument.
It's a jewel for Oswego and upstate New York in general. It'd be a tourist mecca, and it's a great story, so we got to make it happen.
Before Katko can draft that bill, the National Park Service must conduct a study on Fort Ontario to see if it's worthy of becoming an historic site. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
For the second time in a month, one of New York State's biggest political figures is going on trial for corruption.